Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006 Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
This is nice cast stuff. You got to be like, we need somebody, someone in here.
Yeah.
To learn this stuff.
Yeah, somebody to run the show so that we don't have to.
Well, yeah, it's because I got a lot more important things to be thinking about.
Sure.
Like, tea is a good thing to be thinking about. And if it's hot and if all, is everything good with my guest here?
Your guest?
Yeah, you're my guest in the studio.
Is everything good? Yeah, everything's good. Why wouldn't it be?
Exactly. Why wouldn't it be? Just kind of curious.
Yeah, everything's good.
All right.
It's all good.
Anything going on this week with you?
With me this week? Driving a rental. My Jeep's in the shop, so I'm driving a Caliber. Not a bad little car.
Is it?
I don't like cars. I don't like little cars.
Right.
It's, you know, low to the ground, hard to get in and out of for me. I'm used to the Jeep thing, but it's a decent little car. Somebody's looking for a nice little car. Caliber's the one. And they're cheap, I hear, too.
Yes, they're not very expensive. They're the neon of the 21st century.
Yeah. Cool. Neon was a big selling thing.
It was a big selling thing. It was a piece of crap.
Was it, though?
Yes. Well, the first ones were bad, I should say. They did improve upon it as the model
for the amount of those that sold. I don't see that many on the road anymore, though. Why is that? Where did they go? Because for hundreds of years after the Chevette, you would still see those driving around the road. The Chevette and the Omni, you know, a couple of big top-selling little cars.
Yes.
And I saw those forever. They were out in the 80s, and people were still driving them in the 2000s.
Yep. Yep. Live audience today. I don't know. The neons are... I know someone who bought one like the first year. It was when we got hired. 93 at Chrysler. It was a woman. She bought one of these brand new first. Do you remember? Oh, it was the Omni probably. That was before that.
Before that, the big Chrysler was the Omni, I guess.
And I remember she had so many problems with that. After the... Well, that's the first round of the Neons. But the Caliber, this is like... this is what, like the third year this has been out, I think? What year is that one you're driving, do you know?
I don't know. Have to look on the keys. I'll tell you right now, though. Let's pull the keys out and take a look.
The year's on the key?
Yeah, 2009. Course. Yeah, nothing but new stuff for me.
Of course.
Nothing but the best Caliber.
So you recently, last fall, you bought a Jeep?
In the winter, I guess. October, November, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the problem?
Leaking top. They have a Freedom top, which is a panel over the driver passenger that comes off. So you don't have to take the hole, like for the hard top. And for some reason, I was driving one day in the rain and the door was getting wet on the inside. Like it was dripping from somewhere. And it wasn't a window. Window was up. And so I brought it in right away because I was out, and I was out in that end of town, and I'd been wanting to bring it in for something else, actually, because I got a speaker that's popping. Brand new. I got a speaker farting. And I've been wanting to bring it in for that, and it's like, you know, as important as it is, because I listen to tunes all the time and the thing, I still, it's like going to the other end of town, leaving it there, or waiting, or getting a ride home from them and back, and who knows, or having to order a speaker, whatever. And so I figured, well, let's kill two birds with one stone. And it was the Freedom top was leaking the seal, something with the seal. And they tried to put another seal in. They ordered it, and it was there the next day, and it didn't work. It didn't seat properly. It was still leaking. She said, you know, if you take it home, it's raining or something, you know, we don't want you to do that if you can
keep
if you don't mind taking a rental. And so I did that, and they've had it for a week.
Holy
waiting for
moly.
The order a new Freedom top.
Oh, they're going to order a whole new top?
Order a whole new top.
Instead of just the seal.
The panel, the Freedom panel.
So seal being at the casino had nothing to do with you then?
I don't know. You see, that's the whole thing with this. And I'm looking into that now.
I'm on Facebook, and there's a couple people who actually went and saw Seal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, he's a great artist. That's not nice. Seal, he's got a good voice. He's a great singer.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just not my cup of tea.
I can't do it again. Seals and Croft. Is he part of that?
No, he's just okay. Seal.
All right.
And he's
Seal and Croft.
Actually, I watched them on the on that midnight special thing you gave me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, did I say you gave me that? No, I'm sorry.
Well, I lent it to you.
Thanks.
Same thing.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Is this the BitTorrent show?
This is that's another show altogether. And Big JD brought tea to my house. What's up with that? How come you bring
it? Well, because we've been on the detox thing, and I've been drinking only organic or and caffeine-free stuff. You know, like all our food's been organic, raw food diet. And so I stopped drinking anything with caffeine in it. And that's why I've been carrying tea around with me in case I go anywhere where I need tea, which is everywhere. And so I have to have bags with me.
And you got plain red tea. I haven't seen any plain red.
Plain red, yeah. Rooibos, it's called. So.
And do you know, do you have a brand name?
Brand name. I think it's President's Choice or whatever from Zayers.
You get it from Zayers. Plain red tea.
Yeah.
I have to look for that.
Box of 20 or 25 or something for a few bucks.
Cool. I love it.
They have another. I saw another, well, at least one more that was like vanilla flavored or something, but this is just plain. Yeah, I like the
vanilla flavor too. That's nice. And how do you feel?
Not too bad.
No, I mean,
I feel good.
Since you've detoxed, no caffeine.
Oh, a lot better. Yeah, way better. And yeah. It made a big difference, actually. Yeah, the energy and just feeling good overall, I guess. You know, I don't know 100%. I mean, I wasn't... I always took care of myself, but I mean, there was just like that time I was going through with my back and everything, right. And I was taking pills and all that crap, and once I got off that and everything, I just want to clean up the system. But yeah, and I guess they say however bad... You go through your detox, the beginning of your detox.
Yes.
Is how bad you needed to detox. And mine was pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? The Demerol and all the crap I was taking.
Demerol.
That stuff's awesome, man. I wish I could take that all the time. Well, you just feel good.
You feel good.
Nothing hurts on Demerol.
You don't have the energy that you probably have
well,
now.
Well, no. It was always great taking it to go to bed. And I never felt any pain on it. Of course, I took the double amount or whatever, but.
Do you think people were hearing that?
I don't know. I could hear it. And Where was it coming through?
iChat.
Yeah.
It's iChat. You
had speakers on probably or something, eh? You got speakers up somewhere?
No.
Is that what it was coming through?
That's how I talk to people on iChat, through my headphones. And.
Oh, right. But, I mean, do you have your computer? Is the board through the... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I probably would come through, I'd imagine. Because it's taking the sound source from this.
So. Yeah, you're right.
So definitely would... What's going on around here? Anything in particular? I saw plants being pulled out into the front because of the sun grow.
My wife, she sells plants in the springtime.
Are they food?
No.
Or just little flowers? Flowers
and, yeah, okay, decorative flowers, pretty much. She might sell some herbs, now that I think about it. Little startings of herb plants. Mm-hmm. So
does she grow them for you guys? You eat
herbs grown in your... Yeah. Yeah, we have herbs in our garden.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? I'm not working very much, that's for sure.
Is that good?
Went to work.
It's gotta be.
Well, yes and no. Monday, Tuesday, went in, worked all day, kicked them out. Then Tuesday, they sent us home early.
Right.
Thursday, they sent us home early.
You didn't have to go back till Monday, tomorrow.
And Friday, we didn't even go in. And I heard on Friday, this shift is not scheduled tomorrow.
Oh, really?
The day
shift.
They still won't have any parts for us.
Wow.
The company that makes our motor mounts, they're out of Wallaceburg, and they went bankrupt. Someone bought them. The people who bought them want more money for the part, and Chrysler didn't want to pay, so the company wasn't giving them the parts.
No, I find it really funny, some of the companies that jump on the bandwagon saying, you know, we can't continue because we don't have enough money because of this whole problem that's going on, when there's no way.
There is a way. Why do you say
there's
no way?
I don't know. I think some of them are just fine, but they want to jump in here and they're looking for money.
Oh, the people.
Or they're saying, you know, we're going to have to make cutbacks now because all of a sudden they can't function anymore. Where you know, I don't think it's related to anything, some of them. I can't even recall off the top of my head which ones I hear, but so many of them, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, yes. You're absolutely right.
Sure, some. Maybe some are legitimate, but I think some are just, you know, it was a great excuse for them to get rid of some people or make the changes that they wanted to and have a reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The economy was their scapegoat.
And so they're going to dive in and get some cash.
Sure. Either get cash or, you know.
Or what?
Change their conglomeration.
That's a pretty fancy word.
You like that?
Yeah, yeah, I loved it.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the newsroom. It's Jabbercast newsroom. North Korea shoots up a rocket. Japan said they were going to shoot it down, but they never shot it down.
Where'd the rocket go?
It went in the
sky.
To
the moon, Alice.
No, it's a satellite rocket.
Mm-hmm. Shoot satellites? A rocket to shoot American satellites?
No, it's a communication satellite, but it's North Korea, so all these people are thinking they're launching
some kind of warhead.
Nuclear warhead, yeah, as if. No, I mean, whatever his name there, Kim Jong-un, dude, he's a nutty guy, that's for sure, but I don't think he's going to actually shoot nuclear bombs at people. He'd get...
Not yet, no.
I don't think he's in a good spot to be, you know, provocating anybody with actual violence. They'd get squashed in a second. It's just jungle for the most part, and the little part that is populated with, you know, city or whatever. You don't even need a nuke on that.
It's all we need is another Vietnam-style thing in the jungle.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
From 69, 2009, isn't it some kind of anniversary? Maybe you want a new jungle war, huh? Is that what you want? That what they want, huh?
Jungle war.
That's what they'll get. Because all our soldiers are coming back, so we're ready to go somewhere else.
No, we're done fighting jungle wars. It's all...
Well, Canadians don't fight anyway, do they? That's not a real army, is it?
What are you trying to be like, the Fox real
Canadian
guys?
Army? Yeah, that doesn't count. Canadian army doesn't count. What's up with that? Actress Demi Moore's frequent postings on Twitter put her in the middle of a life and death drama Friday when a woman sent her an online message threatening suicide. Did you read that?
Yes, I did.
That's something, eh?
Supposedly, all she typed was, "I hope you're joking."
Yeah.
So...
I think there was one other line. I'm not sure if I could even find that or what it was. And then I guess Ashton Kutcher put something up there.
Who is married to Demi Moore.
Yeah. Are they actually married? Yeah.
Yeah,
married
they are. Now? Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
She got herself a little youngster, eh? She likes that young meat.
And he's hot. Like, you know, the chicks
hell
are.
Yeah.
Chicks are like, they're all over.
And the guys.
Sure, I do them.
Holy smokes.
And I have a smoke after, yeah. But... No, you know what I mean? Like, he's popular. He's like peaking in his career.
And that's all great for her. Those bonus perks.
I think she's doing all right financially, don't you?
Oh, I'm sure she's doing all right financially and, you know, actress-wise. But, I mean, she's getting up there.
She's getting up there, but she's
still... Her career isn't the same, really, but she's big, well-known, you know.
Yeah.
What about her ex?
Bruce
I wonder
Willis.
What he thinks about this young guy.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I heard that
kind of funny.
That they saw each other at a restaurant and they started to fight.
No.
No. Just kidding.
I wonder if he'll ever punk Bruce Willis.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
I think he's been punked already.
Right? Tell him his kids just burned in a fire or something. That would be brutal. What else? Any other news before we roll along?
Did you happen to see the new Microsoft ads with the chick with the $1,000 laptop?
Oh, my God. Not Microsoft. Do we really have to talk about Microsoft?
I got the rant.
One day I'm going to do a rant on Microsoft.
I got the rant ID ready to go.
No, but...
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. No, what? Is this for 7? The new super operating system?
No, it's up? About... You wouldn't even know it's for Windows until the end, which is...
Well, that's good for them, yeah.
That's what Microsoft's
the best ways they can go about it.
They have this chick, she goes and looks for... Microsoft says, we'll give you $1,000, and you can buy whatever computer you want. And if there's any money left over, you can keep the money too.
So what you do, go to the Apple store?
So, well, yeah, for, well, they look, make it look like sort of that she went into the Apple store to get one. Like that's the first place she went to.
Of course.
And she had, first she said, my criteria is I want a 17 inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like my buddy, Dan. I got to have a 17 inch screen and it's got to be fast. And
is that what Dan got? 17?
No. Okay. Got an iMac.
Right.
24 inches.
Oh yeah.
Right. So, they make it look like she walked in. They do it like a 1 second shot of her walking into the store. And you see a man walking along the sidewalk as she's walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see her walking out. Same man's walking in front of the store. So, you know, it's not real or whatever, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, she goes, no, I can't do it. The cheapest, the only one I could get was $1,000 and it's only 13 inches. And then, so they show her back in her car and, she goes, I guess I'm not cool enough to be a Mac person. So she goes into a Best Buy and scoops up a 17 inch HP, laptop. And then they show them giving her the change for the laptop. And she goes,
so the commercial's about buying a 17 inch cheaper than anything else, but that's what you're going to get what you're paying for. Junk.
Oh yeah, you should HP see that if you go on YouTube and see it. Actually, I should play. I could play that.
You're starting off with an HP for one thing. It's not an Apple computer. It's not a Mac. And nope. Then to top it all off, it's got Windows in it. Isn't that pathetic? But we'll save that for another show.
Are you going to try a Windows 7 when it comes out?
Oh, I sure am.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
No.
I don't upgrade Windows anymore.
Oh, okay.
I have a PC with Windows XP.
Everybody's saying it's all the rage.
Great for running keygens.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Well, that's another show.
That is another show altogether. I guess that's all there is.
Is that all?
For the news.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 1 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
All righty. Time for today's topic. And what exactly is today's topic?
Something that I've been interested in for like a really long time. I remember when I was like 10, 11 years old, I went to the hall and they had some kind of like a career day, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And there was one guy in there.
You went to the what?
It was like the parish hall in Bellevue.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been tied in with Cubs, if I'm not, like, or Scouts, whatever. Whatever I was in when I was 11, 12, I'm not sure.
Girl Guides.
And I remember there was one guy in there, he was a handwriting expert.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fascinated by that. I ended up buying a book that day and read it from cover, read it many times, showing the difference in handwriting and how you could tell. Like, you know, it's basically a science of...
unto itself.
Minute. It's like this, it's looking at stuff with magnifying glass a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And studying how people write. And it really is it's almost like the eyes, a window to not your soul, but it's a window into your personality.
And exactly, handwriting analysis or graphology, it's a science evolved in producing a personality profile of the writer by examining the characteristics, traits, and strokes of an individual's handwriting. Seems impossible, but that's what they do.
Why do you say it seems impossible?
I mean, when you get into it, you realize that it's not. But just, you know, for the average layman thinking that, you know, you can tell my traits and my personality and different things by my handwriting, it's, you know, when you first think about it, you think, well, how does that happen? How can you do that?
You don't know anything about me.
Yeah. And how it works, your brain guides your hand. Everything put on paper is a result of two-way circuit between your brain and the motor reflex muscles of your hand. Thus, your handwriting becomes a polygraph or an oscilloscope readout of your complete self. To you, it's just handwriting. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of people think, just handwriting. But exactly. To a handwriting analysts. Right. Them too. All of them. Paints a picture of the person behind the pen.
Absolutely. It's all the way that you space your letters and the slants of your letters, the heights of your letters, the way you cross your T's, the way you dot your I's.
Yeah.
All that stuff is taken into consideration since there's millions of us out there.
And everybody's going to write differently. It's just like it's got to be as different as your fingerprint, I would think.
It's something like that, absolutely. And the thing is, since there's so many of us out there, you can collect data and you say we're all different, but yet we're all the same in a lot of ways. You can group a lot of people in this group and a lot of people in this group based on the way that you handwrite. You can tell type A's and type B's just by the way they write.
Doesn't it wonder sometimes when two people, like, for instance, you and I both look at a picture or a printer or something, some kind of article, do we both see exactly the same thing?
Why wouldn't we see the exact same thing?
I don't know. Do we?
Yes, we do.
Does it get processed just this exact same way? I mean, we might think something different. It might remind us of something, you know, in that split second. But do we see exactly the same thing? Is it interpreted exactly the same to just about everybody?
Generally speaking, I think it is. You know what I mean? But not if you could look really deep into it. It probably is not interpreted the same way. But generally speaking, I think it has to be. Mm-hmm. Whereas situations, things that aren't tangible, I think those are perceived different because we have to, you know, visualize it in our head a lot of times. And that's how a lot of misunderstandings come about, that's for sure. You think, mm-hmm. Are we talking about the same thing? You know,
you hit my car. No, you hit my car.
Yeah, exactly. That's another instance of interpretation.
So I guess we're going to talk about handwriting analysis and some things to look for if you want to, you know, try it on your own, and what some of the different things mean, I suppose, in what you're looking at and those kinds of fun things.
I found it fascinating. I do.
I think it's pretty neat.
And I guess the reason
we wouldn't do it here if we didn't.
I guess I wanted to know more about people that they weren't telling me about themselves.
Oh, secrets.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Did you ever have anybody write so that you could
people analysis in my class, them? Yeah, I took it to, of course, you do your family, you know.
Yeah, and you did it. And you took a class.
Well, it was a one-day thing, yeah.
Okay, that thing was the, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And I had the book. And then I probably took it a little farther. I think I might have looked into the library back then, mm-hmm. You know.
I know somebody who's he's like a psychologist, and he studies, has people draw things, tells them to, you know, draw me a tree, draw me something, such and such, and he analyzes the picture, the drawing, and comes to the, you know, whatever the conclusions are about your personality and those kinds of things. And some of them I found kind of interesting when he did me, and it was pretty neat. A friend of the family, and, you know, he was just talking about it one day, and I said, well, try me, and I'll draw some stuff, and told me what to draw, and it was pretty neat.
It's almost,
and it was all right on, yeah.
It's identical to this, except that this is a,
this is something handwriting, that, yeah, and the other is pictures.
Pictures, which will probably do the exact same thing. You know, handwriting is just a series of shapes for the most part, and it's a limited amount of shapes, mm-hmm. but a good amount of shapes that are, you're able to analyze the way that someone, I'm getting verklempt. I don't know if it's your tea or what. I'm banging into your mic stand and everything. Just the way you, like, you know, some people might draw their E's the same way. The loops are the same, but they may cross their T a little different, a little bit of angle, a little straight, a little longer. All those little things tell a lot about a person's personality. And basically that's all it does, is it's a personality. what do you call that?
Trait, I guess, or no?
No, no, it's it uncovers your personality without actually saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of people, their signature is one of the only things they ever hand write, like written.
Right, yeah.
Which, when I first heard the subject of today's topic, you were talking about printing and actual script writing, mm-hmm, I guess we would call it. Yeah. I thought we were going to discuss the differences between those two.
Oh, and we can.
Do you, when you hand write something, do you print?
I print.
You print.
Yes. Do you print?
Yes, I print. I think it's more of a crossover.
Yeah?
There's some writing in there.
Yeah, the only thing I usually will write is my name.
Exactly. And why is
signing that? Something. Why is it?
Yeah. Because you feel that when you write something, when you write your signature,
I don't want anybody to analyze it.
You know that only you are going to be able to probably write it like that.
Is it possible to analyze printed matter as opposed to written matter?
Oh, yeah,
matter?
For sure. You can print in a lot of the same analytical procedures.
What kind of writer are you? Do you slant on a particular way? Do you, which way do you swing?
Which way do I swing? I think I'm I slant to the right.
I
write right-handed.
My favorite is slanted left.
And you're right-handed.
And I remember I used to get in trouble for that in grade school because I was right-handed.
Yes.
And usually people that are left-handed will slant left, right-handed, slant right. And, but I usually, write or try to write straight up and down.
That's good too. There's nothing wrong with straight up and down.
And it's odd though that I try to do something. You know, that's the way I want to write. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I probably would write slanted to the right, but anyway.
Well, that's the reason you're told to write that way in school is because we read from left to right.
But I think that's natural.
It is natural.
You naturally slant a, you know, or you have your papers turned
your
to the
paper,
right.
Your
to,
papers
you know
always
I mean?
Turned, yeah, in the angle of your elbow.
We'll get into what the slant of writing means after Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
With Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
If you're in need of professional animation, look no further. Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. Sean Watkins is a cartoon designer and animator. He's an extremely gifted artist specializing in 2D flash animation. From web banners to cartoons for television, Sean is ready to take your project to the next level. He's also illustrated many children's books. For the web, for television, for your business, Shontoon.com. That's S-H-O-N-T-O-O-N. Shontoon.com. An affiliate of Giggle Button Entertainment.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Yeah, we're back. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. And, you know, in looking for songs, I actually had written down here I was going to play a Smoking Pope song, I think, which is a cover tune, Writing a Letter. I'm writing a letter. I don't know who did it originally, but I actually chose the song, a song by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I believe it's from Gimme Back My Bullets. All I Can Do Is Write About It.
Ever see the beauty of see a young'un with a star.
Cool tune, man.
Yep.
I vaguely remember that song.
An oldie.
It's an oldie, all right. He was a great songwriter, that Johnny Van Zant.
Ronnie.
What?
Ronnie.
Oh, Ronnie was the original singer.
Johnny was his brother, took over, yeah.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. Johnny and Ronnie. And they had a sister named Bonnie.
Did they?
Don't know about that.
My Bonnie line over the ocean, but...
Okay. You were saying something about... there was a piece of news you wanted to bring back up.
Oh, I just wanted to mention the, and I forgot about it, the unmanned crafts that they want to use. They use them in other places already, but at the Canada-U.S. border here, they want to use an unmanned craft to patrol the border. It's called the Predator. And it's
a craft that's like something that an old lady makes and she sells at the hall?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're going to have doilies flying around and, baked goods.
Apple pie.
And an unmanned craft, but of course it'll be, the cameras will be monitored somewhere at the border.
They're like drones.
A drone, yeah. Basically, yeah.
I heard they're building towers along like six on this side of Selfridge and six on the other side of Selfridge.
Oh yeah? Four?
To watch the border.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. To watch that section of that's like St. Clair.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure if they're actually watching from there for the for the border or yeah. At the border. Are they going to set something up where they can monitor right from there? Or
well, they're setting them up on the lakefront, right. on the American side. And
right, but where are they monitoring from? Where are they watching the screens, kind of thing? And
Denver.
Cameras. And what exactly are they going to watch?
They're going to watch boat traffic.
Yeah, that's it?
That's it. They're seeing if some terrorists are coming with bombs on their boats. Is that just, it's getting insane, if you ask me. I want to just strangle somebody when I think of that. Terrorists. Have we had any terrorists come?
No.
No, we haven't.
No.
And I can't believe Barack Obama still brings up Al-Qaeda. Like, that just blows my mind.
I don't know there were any terrorists that from 9/11.
Time for Listen to Lippo. Lippo's weekly rant on the Jabbercast.
Okay, I wasn't planning on ranting, but you brought up this stupid water thing, and my blood begins to boil as we talk about this stuff. And the fact that they got Obama in there now, still talking about terrorists and Al-Qaeda. Are they an entity that we can actually still see? I don't think so. And is anybody benefiting from this? Well, yeah, the companies that are making these towers and building these drones, and there's some people making some good bucks right now. And are these not bad economic times? Should we be sending our money towards these types of things when there is no clear threat to us? We thought we had a threat from some guy called Saddam Hussein 7-8 years ago, and we just went in there and annihilated his country. Meanwhile, things are way worse there now than they ever were, but a lot of people made a lot of money. And it's about is the money thing. They paid Obama, they paid everybody to be where they're at and do their job, and that's what's getting done. And we're getting bulldozed over here. We're just getting a wool pulled right over our eyes, and we're just getting more fear put into us. There's nothing to be afraid of, except the people who are robbing you blind and pulling the money out of the banks and taxing you to the nth degree. Then there's the harmonized tax thing. That's another thing. Here, should I play my rant again? Anyway, that's the end of my thing. It's funny. Thank you very much, Jeff, for the sure. Or Big JD for the the rant ID.
Okay, I guess we're back on handwriting analysis.
Handwriting analysis.
Nice rant, though, by the way. Well deserved. So how to begin if you want to look at somebody's handwriting? I'm sure you can give us some little pointers on here, but you first look at their handwriting in general, much like you would a painting. Mental notes of most outstanding traits. Try to get a general feeling of the writer. That determine the emotional energy of the writer. And I guess that seems to be the most important fact of the personality of the writer. The emotional energy has a direct impact on every other trait displayed in the handwriting. And emotional energy is determined by how much pressure the writer uses when he writes. So
that's another whole thing. Yeah, I totally forgot about the pressure. The
pressure, yeah. And the whoop-de-doos and stuff and how they, you know, just... You know, the tail ends of their words or something, probably, and how they, you know, do they...
Oh, for sure. There's embellishments that a lot of people put on their words. Usually the first, on your signature anyway, this is typically the case. Someone will always make their first initial of their first name just something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You always, usually, and you know what that letter is.
Sometimes the rest of it's just a line.
A lot of times it's just a line. It's like a... It's like one of those things that measures your heartbeat, like an oscilloscope, but it's a different kind of scope. Cardioscope. Yeah, and so it's like, and then it just kind of little bumps, and then it just tails off. It's like they're in a hurry to write their signature. Don't catch me writing my signature, because if you watch me write my signature, you're going to know how to do it.
Yeah, and you can start writing checks.
Exactly. What kind of mentality is that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I have that to some degree at some point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you wanted to do it in a certain way, get it done, get it out of the way. But now, just take your time.
Take your time. Do it nice and neat.
Your signature.
Slant different letters different ways.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. But for the most part, that's the only thing you ever do handwrite is your signature. Make it your own. Make it nice looking.
So the slant of writing, what does that mean? The slant is the second indicator to look for, and slant indicates the writer's emotional response to external forces. Okay, we're really digging deep here now.
That's deep.
Keep up with us. A right slant signals one who responds strongly to emotional situations. They are caring, warm, and outgoing, and their heart rules their mind. A vertical slant writer tries to keep their emotions in check. Mind rules their heart. And a left slant writer will conceal their emotions and is observed as cold and indifferent.
That's you, Big JD.
That's me.
Cold and indifferent.
That's right.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
I was born to rock.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song.
There's a new world rising.
So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records. Records.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Man, that's short.
You shouldn't have been looking. Oh, okay.
It's tight. Tight. Anyway, this week on Tech Talk, you want to talk about...
I want to talk about the Skype phones. Skype. It's a Wi-Fi phone that you could just use Skype to make all your long-distance calls. Skype to Skype or Skype to phone.
Skype to a landline
or
a
mobile
phone.
Yeah, so it's all free or cheap.
It's cheap.
And isn't that just amazing?
I'm using it a lot more myself right now.
Wow. What, Skype you mean?
Skyping, yeah. I'm Skyping like a madman. And I got on my phone, my iPhone, I got True Phone, but they did Skype did release an app for the iPhone.
Yeah, I'm just in the process of getting that, and I might have that now.
How are you going to get it?
Well,
it's not available in
somebody in America.
Canada.
But when I get the app, will it sync with my iTunes?
Yeah, I don't
that's
think
what
it
I
will.
Wonder.
I don't think it will.
Well,
it that's knows where you're
I wonder.
At. You got to let me know that if that works.
Well, I just got an email too. Scott Gorham from Thin Lizzy's first radio show gets aired today on Planet Rock.
Who sent you the email,
you know,
Scott?
I can record it and put it on MySpace page. No, it wasn't actually from Scott. It was from a mutual friend.
Oh, mutual friend.
So.
Big JD
that's
knows.
Cool. I guess he's doing six shows, and I think he's filling in actually for Gary Moore, if I'm not mistaken. Trying to remember the whole scoop. Recording. Ronnie, if you're listening to this show, you'd probably need to record that show. What do we use? What's that? The little app there to
record
audio
anything?
Hijack? Yeah, Audio Hijack. That would work. I'm trying to think what she could use to record the show if she doesn't have anything. Probably nothing, eh?
Audacity.
Audacity won't record from the computer, though, will it?
Why not?
How? How can you record on to Audacity from online radio?
Oh, you want to record the show?
Yeah, she wants
I'm
to
sorry.
Record.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. The only way to do it is to put a tape recorder in front of your speakers.
Yeah. Oh, what if you put something from the headphone jack to the in... Put Jack.
Ooh.
And record it in GarageBand. Hey?
Can you
nobody
do that?
Thought about that, eh? I bet you can.
Not every computer has this, though. I know this doesn't.
No, some don't have a... they'll have a headphone input. Jack, but they don't have an input. But if you plug... Right. You went from out and playing from the net and recording using your line in, yeah, sure. Should work.
Should work, yeah.
And she's got... she should have that. She's got a MacBook in the... it's an Intel previous MacBook. It should have both, I believe. I believe Lannis has both.
Okay. Dennis.
So anyway, if you're listening, you need a eight inch to eight inch jack.
One
and then you can record with GarageBand. So
yeah, you don't need an 8 inch anything.
1/8 inch.
Don't settle for anything less than 8 inches.
Stop looking. So, anyways, Skype phone thing.
Skype phone.
That's what we were on. So if you go to Skype.com, you can check out the phones that they have that are available. Like Belkin makes a Skype phone. There's a few different things. And also you can look into getting regular telephones that also will use Skype. You can have things hooked up through your landline you can use Skype and landline.
Any VoIP phone.
And they're also
phone.
Cool.
Like I know VTech has a line of cordless phones. You put the base where you're getting your internet from.
Right.
And you just use those phones. If it's a Skype thing, it's a Skype thing. If it's a...
That's so cool. I have to have that.
If it's Vonage.
I love Skype. I do all my interviews on Skype. I just did my first interview for the Big 30, too.
Awesome.
So it's coming to pass, as they say in the commercials.
It's come to pass. Awesome. And what I was going to say about... but the thing is, it's not very... it's not dependable. I find that the longer your conversation lasts, the connection starts to crap out. I notice the longer your Skype, it starts to degrade. So when you're on a Skype call, and you might notice that you start hearing yourself, like you start hearing like feedback kind of thing, not a latency thing. You talk and then you hear yourself when your listener hears yourself. And the thing is with recording Skype, you probably know this, Big JD,
sure.
that the conversation doesn't flow quite as if we're in the same room. Like, you know, you react instantly to what I say, but there's always those little gaps in there. Because I listen to quite a few podcasts.
I do.
Thanks. But what do I listen to mostly that does that is No Agenda with John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry.
What is it that you listen to more?
Good one. He's still delaying on me. And
no, I'm not.
I'll say half the time they have to cut off the conversation, and you can tell they picked it back up again because they say it's just getting too crappy.
I also find sometimes it has a like a ducker or something, like a gate on there. And
that's what sometimes it sounds like, yeah.
I'm like, hey, buddy, you still there? Yeah, I'm here. And, you know, because everything goes to completely silent. I think they have something that cuts off, you know, some of the background noise. And there's a call recorder for Skype that works really well. It really records well.
What do you mean? It's like a
call recorder for Skype.
It's a program.
Yeah, a little program. I think it's by the Ecamm network, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, right, right.
And it's really, really good. I tried like a three-way thing or whatever, and I think it's just too much for either my computer to handle or bandwidth or whatever. But the thing for two people, it's awesome. So anyway, that's Tech Talk. Check out the Skype phones, and we'll roll along.
And we'll roll along merrily.
Yeah, you're going to go to Walmart and buy sheets for Granny's bed who lives down in the basement, shackled, duct tape. Some are peeing in their pants, and some they're fighting in the back of the bus with canes and walkers. And it was, like, totally insane. What a nut job he was that day.
This week's rant is about complainers. Some people complain about everything. It's okay to be unhappy about something once in a while. But complaining all the time, it's really just a waste of your time. And the stress will even do less for you than your actual complaining. And besides that, nobody wants to listen to you. So whatever your subject, get a grasp of it. If it needs a solution, fix it. Don't walk around complaining about it, or especially complaining to others about it. If you want to do it on your own time, go ahead. If you have some actual case of some kind, sure, maybe somebody will want to listen to you or help you figure out a solution for your problem. But if you just complain about everything in general, you're wasting your own time and everybody else's. Give it up. Nobody likes to listen to a complainer. If you don't have anything good to say, then maybe you shouldn't say anything at all. That's my rant for this week.
Whoops. Man, those are tight.
Oh, we didn't want to get into that?
Well, no, I wanted to talk about your rant for a second.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
We have 1 second.
Yeah, it's over. Let's move on.
Well, it's funny, you know, you pre-recorded your rant.
Sure.
And
I will do all of them.
How come? You just feel like when you're near me, you're just too passive.
No, I don't think so, but I just, I don't know. I don't know why I will, because you told me to. You said, why don't you pre-record them?
I suggested if you wanted to.
Well, that's cool. I may as well. I throw a little music on in the background, do the rant, and then we just play it on here and we don't have to, you know what I mean? Less notes. Hey.
Less notes. That's a good point. And the only reason I even thought of the rant thing is because I listened to Buzz Out Loud and Molly Wood has a rant that she just, all of a sudden it'll just build up and all of a sudden everybody's like, she's ranting. Uh-huh. She's in it. And so as soon as she's almost done her point where she's almost starts repeating something, they'll start playing her Molly rant, and it is just the soothing piece of music.
That's
the
funny
Molly rant, and then she goes,
that's funny.
And so it's like she got it all out of her system. But anyway, it's time. This week's Jabber Crow brought to you by Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of pens, pencils, and other writing implements.
For your handwriting analysis, fun vacation.
Whoa, we're having a handwriting vacation.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, I don't know.
A getaway. A handwriting cruise. Not to be confused with Tom.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
Okay.
Actually, our friend was over. It's Lana's friend. She worked with her at the casino. She now works on the cruise ships. So she's traveled the world over and over and over and over and over. Everywhere.
And what has she
gone
done?
Gone everywhere, seen everything, done everything. No, she was. She worked at the casino before and now, and she was dealing on the ships for the longest time. And now she's... what's her title? Some kind of... she's the party girl. She
that's a good
she
title.
Organizes and sets up all parties and everything and takes guests to dinner and all that kind of stuff. And it's all, you know, usually big money people. And it's the biggest, it's the cruise line ship, not Carnival. It's a big...
Princess?
Is it a princess, maybe? Is there another big one, too?
There is the Royal Norwegian Caribbean.
It might be Princess. I don't know. But she's everywhere all the time. And then she gets some time off. And she
can't be everywhere
back
all the time, but she's everywhere a lot.
She's everywhere a lot, yeah. And it's incredible. Lana gets postcards a lot of times from her from different, you know, Australia. And she's going to, she's got Russia coming up three times in her next, you know. And then sometimes between, wow, you know, what you say, Boston and New York and stuff like that. But, you know, around the world, she's been everywhere. And it's just incredible.
Royal Caribbean, it's amazing. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
But that's probably not it.
But the quote, huh? What? Yeah.
The reason I bring up the cruise is because, are you familiar with the Mack cruises?
You might have told me about them,
okay,
or I've seen them in those a magazine, like, maybe, or something. So that's fun. What it was in magazines. Macworld.
Those look like a blast.
Gotta be, but you got to fly to get to the cruise.
You got to fly to get.
Where's
to the
it
cruise,
at?
Yeah.
Where's they start? San Fran, somewhere out there.
This
left side of the world.
Yeah, it's they're doing Japan and China, and
okay,
yeah, you got to fly to Japan, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's a little crazy, but.
This quote is from
we gotta go.
Adlai Stevenson.
Adlai,
you know who he was. He was a governor of Illinois, or,
and he ran for president, I do believe, at one point.
A few times. Okay. Got beat out by Dwight Eisenhower or whatever for 1,000 times, and then Kennedy as well.
Bummer.
Man is a strange animal. He generally cannot read the handwriting on the wall until his back is up against it.
But if the handwriting's on the wall, you still can't read it when your back's against it, unless you got a mirror.
Okay, that's good.
That's no wonder he lost the election. He makes dumbass comments.
Sure, that's useless. Adlai Stevenson.
But seriously, what do you think he was trying to say there? People are telling you something and you're not hearing, and all of a sudden, boom, it's too late. Your back's against the wall.
Yeah, when it's too late is when you realize.
So he was using the wall analogy there. The wall.
The wall analogy, yeah. The
wall thing.
Analogy.
The way that...
Speaking of analog.
Speaking of analog, what?
Oh. Analog.
Oh. That sounds shitty.
It's a time thing. Speaking of time, what do we got going on? Maybe we let them know what we got coming up next week for the fine people here listening to the Jabbercast with JD and Lippo.
Did you put up the new topics?
The list is up, yeah.
The list is up.
You can get that list by going to the schedule page at thejabbercast.com. You can also email us from the contact page, hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can...
use our fine My Chingo widget. I'm surprised that company's still in business.
Yeah, I don't know what they do, how they do it.
But yeah, you just hit the My Chingo button there, and you record your message right into your computer, talk on your computer, and we will get the message on the other end, and possibly...
Even if you don't have a microphone. It still works.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's got a built-in microphone on your browser. Wouldn't that be something?
It's Flash-based.
Let's design a browser with a microphone.
Or let's just design a plugin for a browser with a microphone.
Yeah, but then you have to plug it in.
No, it just reads the vibration of your voice as it hits the screen.
Yeah, if you're talking, but your head has to be against the computer to get the vibration while you're talking. Or your Adam's apple.
Perfect. No.
So next week will be the Arts and Crafts show. Speaking of arts and crafts, you know, we're talking about the flying crafts, church bazaars, craft shows, recreation in the parks, Soupy. Remember them? Soupies. Do you remember that?
Soupies.
Supervisors in the park. They have their little green thing with all their crafts in it. And every Saturday or Sunday, you can go to the park and just a public park. And the soupy would be there, and all the kids would make stuff and do things. You don't ever remember that stuff?
That's, you're a city guy. Wow. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe you're interested in pottery classes. So that falls in the arts and craft category. This week's topic is on all the fun that is arts and crafts. So that's going to be a blast. Sounds. We're going to actually make pottery bowls in studio next week. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And I'm going to sit in a kiln for an hour.
It's a video podcast next week, by the way. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Even not though yet. I would not love yet. To Ustream this out. But the thing is, it's hard to stream video, audio and video with one internet connection. That's the only problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway, that's what we got coming up next week on the Jabbercast. And we would like to thank everybody for listening to the show.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.